Changing your car's oil might sound like a chore best left to a shop, but it's one of the simplest and most empowering jobs you can take on yourself. Every time you turn the key, your engine depends on clean oil to keep moving parts cool, lubricated, and free of damaging buildup. When the oil breaks down, the engine works harder, burns less efficiently, and risks long-term wear. The good news: you don't need a full garage or years of experience to get it done. With a little preparation, the right tools, and a careful eye on safety, you can change your oil in under an hour and know the job is done right. You'll save money, avoid unnecessary trips to the mechanic, and build confidence with every step. This guide will walk you through setup, the oil change itself, and the checks that make sure your work lasts. Chapter 1: Setup and Safety. Job and win in one line. You will prepare your space, your car, and your tools so the oil change is safe, clean, and ready to go without surprises. Scope. This chapter covers everything before a single drop of oil leaves the engine. You will learn how oil protects an engine, how to choose the right oil and filter, how to set up a safe work area, and how to stage tools so you move with confidence. You will also learn how to raise and support the car, how to identify the drain plug and the filter, and how to avoid burns and spills. You will not drain oil. You will not remove the filter. You will not add new oil. Those actions come later. Why oil changes matter. Oil keeps moving parts from grinding. It carries heat away from friction points. It suspends tiny metal and soot so the filter can hold them. When oil ages, it loses its film strength. It turns dark as it loads with particles. The engine then works harder and runs hotter. Fresh oil resets protection. Regular changes give you quieter starts, steadier idle, and a longer service life. How often to change oil? Follow the interval in the owner manual first. Typical ranges are 3,000 to 5,000 miles for conventional oil and 5,000 to 8,000 miles for synthetic oil. Severe service cuts those numbers. Short trips that never warm the engine count as severe. Dusty roads and trailer towing count as severe. If the oil life monitor on the dash gives you a percent, treat it as a guide rather than a rule. When in doubt, change a little sooner. Oil is cheaper than engines. Choosing the right oil. You need the correct viscosity and the correct performance spec. The manual lists viscosity in a format like 5W30. The first number with the W signals cold flow. The second number signals protection when hot. Do not guess. Read the manual or the underhood sticker. If your car requires a specific spec, such as an API rating or a manufacturer code, match it. Synthetic oil resists heat and breakdown better than conventional oil. High mileage oil includes conditioners for seals. Any of these can be correct. The label on the bottle must match your car's required spec first. Choosing the right filter. Use a filter that matches your engine model and thread size. A good filter has a strong case, an anti-drain back valve for engines that mount the filter sideways, and a bypass valve set to the right pressure for your engine family. If you see two filters that claim to fit, pick the one with the exact part number cross-reference for your engine code. Do not oversize unless a trusted service manual lists it as an approved alternative. The gasket must match the land it seals against. Hand tight later is fine. For now, you only need to confirm the part is correct. Safety. You will work around hot metal, flammable oil vapor, and a vehicle that can shift weight. Start with personal protective equipment. Wear nitrile gloves to keep oil off your skin. Wear safety glasses for splash protection. Tie back long hair and remove loose jewelry. Keep a fire extinguisher rated for oil and gasoline within easy reach. Do not smoke. Work with good airflow so fumes do not build up. Never get under a car supported only by a jack. Always use rated jack stands on solid ground. Chalk the wheels that stay on the ground. Legal and environmental care. Used oil must be recycled. Plan your disposal before you start. A drain pan with a sealing lid makes transport easy. Most parts stores accept used oil and filters for free. Keep oil off soil and drains. Wipe spills with absorbent pads and bag them for proper disposal. Follow local code for waste handling. If you rent a garage bay or use a shared lot, confirm the rules in writing. Tools and materials. You will need engine oil in the correct viscosity and enough quarts to meet your capacity with a small reserve. You will need a matching oil filter. You will need a drain pan with at least twice your oil capacity. You will need a ratchet and the correct socket for the drain plug. Common sizes include 14mm and 15mm for metric cars, and 9/16 for some older models. You may need a box wrench if space is tight. You will need a torque wrench for the drain plug. You will need a new crush washer or gasket if your plug uses one. You will need an oil filter wrench size to your filter style. You will need a funnel, clean rags, shop towels, and absorbent pads. You will need a floor jack and two jack stands rated above your vehicle weight. You will need wheel chocks. Keep a bright work light. Keep a notepad to log mileage and date. Work area setup. Pick a flat, hard surface. Concrete is best. Asphalt can soften in heat and let stands sink. Sweep grit away so stands seat flat. Set your tools within arm's reach on a cart or a clean mat. Place the drain pan where you can slide it under the car without bumping parts. Keep the funnel and fresh oil capped for now so dust does not enter. Open a trash bag for oily rags. Crack the garage door or work outdoors for ventilation. Put the fire extinguisher near the exit path. Vehicle prep. Read the owner manual section on oil and jacking points. Confirm the oil capacity and the filter location. Some filters live on top. Some live below. If the engine is cold, run the engine for 2 to 3 minutes to warm the oil slightly. Warm oil flows out easier later, yet it should not be hot enough to burn you. Turn the engine off. Remove the key. Let the car sit for 5 minutes so oil drains back to the pan. Pull the hood release. Prop the hood with the support rod or confirm the gas struts hold firm. Battery and ignition safety. You will not touch electrical connectors for this job. Still, keep metal tools away from the battery. If your car uses a start-stop system, switch it off. Do not run the engine while the car is on stands. Do not place your body where a spinning fan could catch clothing. Confirm the ignition is off and the key is out of the car. Raising and supporting the car. Set wheel chocks snug against the rear tires if you will raise the front. If you raise the rear, chock the fronts. Set the parking brake. Place the floor jack under the front center jacking point or under one side point as specified. Pump until the tire just leaves the ground. Slide a jack stand under the factory stand point on that side. Raise the other side and set the second stand at an equal height. Lower the car onto both stands. Do not leave load on the jack. Give the car a firm shake at the corner to confirm stability. The stands should not rock or sink. If they do, lower the car and correct the surface. Crawl space planning. Measure the drain pan height and confirm you can slide it under the oil pan without bumping the stand legs. Plan your body position so you can reach the drain plug without straining your shoulder. Keep your forearm clear of the oil stream path later. Place rags within reach at the edge of the car. Set a work light so it does not blind you or heat the oil pan. Identifying parts. Find the oil pan on the lower end of the engine block. It is usually a stamped steel or cast aluminum sump with a single drain plug. The plug has a hex head or an internal hex. Do not confuse the oil pan with the transmission pan. The transmission pan may look similar, but the drain plug size and location differ. Trace the engine down from the oil fill cap to confirm the oil pan sits below the same engine. Locate the oil filter. It may be a spin-on canister near the pan, or a plastic or aluminum cap for a cartridge on the top or side. Confirm the filter type you purchased matches what you see. Drain plug and washer check. Wipe the drain plug area with a clean rag so you can see the edges. If your model uses a crush washer, you will replace it. Keep the new washer with the socket so it is not forgotten later. If your plug uses a rubber or fiber gasket built into the plug, confirm you have a spare if required. Check the torque spec in a service guide or the manual. Typical passenger car plugs range from 20 to 30 foot-pounds. You will torque later. For now, you only log the number. Spill prevention. Slide cardboard or a large drip mat under the work area. Even careful techs catch a small drip at some point. Place the drain pan to one side so you do not kick it when you shift. Keep the lid near the pan for fast closure later. Keep a zip-top bag ready for the used filter later. Keep a roll of shop towels open. Place absorbent pads under the likely drip path. Heat and burn prevention. Assume hot surfaces until proven otherwise. Touch the oil pan with the back of your hand first. If it feels uncomfortably hot, wait. The exhaust pipe and catalytic converter can stay hot for a long time. Keep your forearms clear of those surfaces when reaching around the subframe. Plan your route in and out so your sleeve does not brush the exhaust. Vent and cap planning. Before any drain work, you will loosen the oil fill cap on top of the engine. This helps oil flow later by preventing a vacuum. Do not remove it yet. Place the cap loosely back on its seat to block dust. Pull the dipstick and wipe it clean, then reinsert it fully. This gives you a clean baseline for checks in the next chapter. Torque and hand tool check. Fit the socket on the drain plug while the plug is still tight. This confirms size and access. Do not loosen. You are only checking that the tool fits and that you can swing the ratchet without hitting a crossmember. If your plug is recessed, confirm you have a thin wall socket. Set your torque wrench to the target spec and practice the motion in free air so the click feel is fresh in your hand. Put the torque wrench away until reassembly. Never use a torque wrench to break a fastener loose. Lighting and visibility. Aim your work light across the plug rather than straight at it. Side light casts shadows that make edges stand out. If you wear glasses, clean the lenses. If you have a headlamp, use it so your hands stay free. Test the light cord path so you do not snag it with your elbow. Clothing and body position. Wear sleeves that cover your forearms. Wear closed-toe shoes with good grip. Keep your phone out of your pocket so it does not slide under the car. When you position your body under the bumper, keep one knee down and one foot flat so you can push back fast if needed. Never lay your chest under a suspension arm. Pre-job checklist. You will now run a checklist to confirm readiness. Oil type and number of quarts match the manual. Filter part number matches the engine. New crush washer or gasket present. Drain pan capacity sufficient. Floor jack and jack stands rated for your vehicle weight and set on a flat surface. Wheel chocks in place. Gloves and glasses on. Fire extinguisher within reach. Rags, pads, and funnel staged. Torque spec noted. Dipstick baseline clean. Oil fill cap loosened and resting on the seat. Verify. Stand back and look at the scene. Nothing should block your crawl path. The stands should sit straight with the saddle centered on the pinch weld or frame pad. The wheels on the ground should be chalked tight. The parking brake should be on. The hood prop should be secure. The work light should not contact plastic or hoses. The drain pan and tools should be within reach, but not under the car yet. Common fails and fixes in setup. If the jack stand does not sit flat, lower the car and move to a better surface. Never shim with wood scraps. If the socket slips on the plug, stop and confirm the size. Do not round the head. If you misidentified the transmission pan, pause and trace the engine down from the oil fill again. If you bought the wrong filter, do not try to make it work. Exchange it. If the crush washer sticks to the pan, note it now so you remember to remove it later before installing the new one. If neighbors or family will walk near your work area, place cones or a visible barrier so no one bumps the car. Documentation and inspection prep. Write the current mileage and date on your notepad. If you track maintenance in an app, make a draft entry now so you do not forget. Take a photo of the odometer. Take a photo under the car that shows the plug and the filter location. A future you will thank you for these pictures when you wonder which way the filter sits or how tight space looked. Inspect the undercarriage while you are here. Look for wet spots around the valve cover, oil cooler lines, or the front crank seal. A little misting is common on older engines. Heavy wet areas may need separate attention later. Note them without trying to fix them today. Care and cleanup readiness. Open the trash bag wide and clip the edge to your cart so it stays open. Keep a hand wipe station for your face and neck so you do not rub oil into your skin. Place a small tray just for the drain plug and washer so they do not roll away. Keep a magnet tool in case the plug slips into the pan later. Plan where the used filter will sit to drain. A coffee can with a lid works well for a spin-on filter. For a cartridge, plan to bag the old element right away. What inspectors look for? A professional inspector looks for a dry oil pan, a clean filter seal line, and no oil on suspension parts. After your change in the next chapters, you will wipe the pan and filter base clean and take photos. Keep the receipt for oil and filter and write your mileage on it. Store it with your notepad. If you ever sell the car, a tidy record of intervals adds value. For fleet or warranty cases, clear records protect you. Mindset and pace. You do not need to rush. The goal is calm, steady action. Think in single steps. Set the tool, confirm the fit, then move. Speak the critical numbers out loud, so they stick. If you feel pressure to hurry, step back and breathe. Safety comes first. That is your setup. Strong exit line. Everything is staged, safe, and within reach. In the next chapter, you will break the plug loose, control the oil stream, swap the filter with a clean gasket, and bring the engine back up with fresh oil and a clean dipstick reading. Repetition audit. You set up the space, the tools, the car, and your safety checks without touching the drain plug or the filter. Chapter 2. Execution and testing. Job and win in one line. You will drain the old oil, replace the filter, refill with the correct amount, and verify the result with clean readings and a dry engine. Scope. This chapter covers the hands-on work from first turn of the drain plug to final level check. You will control the oil stream, manage the filter, fit a new crush washer, tighten to the right torque, and pour fresh oil without spills. You will also run the first start, confirm the dash light behavior, and recheck for leaks. Long-term disposal and maintenance planning stay in the next chapter. Safety. Keep gloves on and glasses over your eyes. Oil can be warm enough to burn. Exhaust parts can hold heat for a long time. Never place any part of your body under a car supported only by a jack. Stands must be set on solid ground and confirmed stable with a firm shake. Keep a rated fire extinguisher within one step. Work with good airflow so fumes do not build up. Wipe spills as they happen to prevent slips. Tools and materials. You need the same set you staged in Chapter 1. Confirm them again before you slide under. Ratchet with the correct socket for the drain plug. Torque wrench set to the target value noted in your prep. New crush washer or plug gasket. Oil filter wrench that matches your filter style. New oil filter. Engine oil in the correct grade and enough quarts for your capacity. A drain pan with sealing lid. Funnel size to the fill neck. Rags and absorbent pads. Small tray for the plug and washer. Work light aimed across the plug, not into your eyes. Setup. Place the drain pan on cardboard or a drip mat. Slide it under the oil pan. Position the pan slightly behind the plug because the oil will arc forward at first. Keep two rags at the edge of the bumper. Loosen the oil fill cap on top of the engine and set it back on loosely. Pull the dipstick, wipe it clean, reinsert it all the way. This gives you a clean baseline for later. Steps. Break the drain plug loose. Slide under the front edge until your shoulders are just past the bumper line. Do not go deeper than needed. Fit the socket to the plug. Confirm it seats fully. Pull the ratchet handle with steady pressure. Short controlled pull. No jerks. Once the plug breaks loose, stop and switch to turning by hand. Keep the socket on the head as a guide while your fingers do the turning. This keeps the plug aligned and helps you feel the last threads. Control the first rush. Move the drain pan so the lip is under the likely arc. Use your off hand to press lightly on the plug head until you feel the last thread. Then pull the plug straight away and slide your hand aside. Oil will rush out in a clean stream. If you misjudged the arc, move the pan rather than trying to guide hot oil with the plug. Keep your forearm out of the stream. Allow the flow to steady. Let it drain completely. The first rush carries suspended soot and fine metal. Do not hurry the tail. A full drain can take 3 to 5 minutes. While you wait, wipe the plug clean. Inspect the threads. Look for a burr or a flat spot. Slip the new crush washer onto the plug. If your model uses a captive gasket, confirm the face looks smooth and not cut. Place the plug on the tray where you cannot kick it. Watch the stream. It will arc less as the flow slows. Slide the pan forward to catch the drip where it falls. Clean the pan seat. When the flow has dropped to slow drips, use a rag to wipe the drain opening and the seat around it. Work from the outside in so you do not push grit into the hole. Confirm the old washer did not stick to the pan. If you see a shiny ring stuck to the seat, pop it off with a fingernail or a plastic pick. Do not use a sharp tool that can score the seat. Thread the plug by hand. Hold the plug straight and find the first thread by feel. Turn by hand until snug. If you feel grit or resistance right away, stop and back out. Try again. Cross-threading can ruin a pan. Once the plug seats by hand, wipe your fingers clean and fit the torque wrench. Set the value you recorded in Chapter 1. Typical plugs fall in the range of 20 to 30 foot-pounds. Pull until you feel the single click. Do not pull past the click. Remove the wrench and wipe the area clean. Move to the filter. Reposition the drain pan under the filter. Some filters mount on the side and will spill down the case when you crack them loose. Others hang vertically and spill straight down. Fit the filter wrench. Turn 1/4 turn to break it free. Wait for oil to run off the threads and into the pan. Then spin by hand until the gasket lets go. Keep the open end pointed up if possible as you lower it to the pan. Set the used filter upside down on the pan grate to drain. Confirm the gasket and clean the base. Check the mounting pad on the engine. The old gasket must be off. If it's stuck to the pad, peel it away. Wipe the pad clean. Look for a nick or a burr on the sealing land. If the pad uses a center tube, confirm the tube does not back out. Clean threads help the new filter seat evenly. Prep the new filter. Dip a finger in fresh oil and coat the new gasket with a thin film. If the filter mounts vertically, add a small amount of oil to the filter so the first start fills faster. For a sideways filter, do not pre-fill. It will spill when you tip it. Thread the new filter on by hand. Spin until the gasket touches the pad. Then give 3/4 of a turn more by hand. If the can has index marks, use them as a guide. Do not use the wrench to tighten. Hand snug seals best because the gasket compresses as it warms. Final sweep under the car. Wipe around the plug and the filter base. Make sure the drain pan is still catching slow drips. Scan for tools near suspension arms that could fall. Slide the pan halfway back so it does not catch your knee when you reverse out. Keep one rag in your pocket. Refill with fresh oil. Move up to the engine bay. Place the funnel in the fill neck. Pour in about 3/4 of the required capacity. For a car that takes 5 quarts, start with 4. Pour slowly to avoid air burps in the neck. Let the funnel drain fully between pours. Remove the funnel. Wipe the neck. Seat the fill cap and give it a 1/4 turn to lock. First dipstick check. Pull the dipstick. Wipe it. Insert all the way. Pull and read. The level should land between the low and full marks after the first pour. If it sits below the low mark, add 1/2 quart and check again. Stop below the full line for now. You will top off after the first start once the new filter fills. First start and dash light behavior. Make sure the car is out of gear and the parking brake is set. Start the engine. Watch the oil pressure light. It should turn off within 5 seconds. Listen for a normal idle. No knocking. No rattling. Let it run for 30 to 60 seconds. This fills the filter and the oil passages. Do not rev the engine. Shut the engine off. Wait 2 minutes for oil to drain back to the pan. Leak check under the car. Grab your light and slide to the bumper line. Look at the plug. It should be dry around the head and seat. Look at the filter base. It should be dry around the gasket edge. Run a clean finger under the low point of the oil pan and the bottom lip of the filter. If you pick up fresh oil, you have a small leak. You will fix it before adding more oil. Final top off. Return to the engine bay. Pull the dipstick. Wipe and reinsert. Read again. The level may now sit slightly lower than before because the filter filled. Add oil in small steps. Pour for 2 seconds. Wait 10 seconds. Check again. Stop at the full mark. Do not exceed it. Refit the cap. Wipe any oil that splashed on the cover. Floor and hardware check. Look at the cardboard under the car. 2 small pin drops from handling rags are common. A coin-sized growing spot means a leak. If dry, move on. If wet, identify the source. A leak at the plug often means the washer is missing or the torque is low. A leak at the filter means the gasket is pinched or there is a double gasket from the old filter. Fix now while the engine is still warm but off. Testing. A good oil change is confirmed by 3 checks. The dash light behaves. The level reads full after the short wait. The areas around the plug and the filter stay dry after idle and after a short drive. You will run the drive in a moment. First, we will review common errors and immediate fixes so you can act without stress. Common fails and fixes during execution. Cross-thread feel on the plug. If the plug feels gritty or refuses to start by hand, stop. Back the plug out and inspect. Clean the first threads on the pan with a lint-free rag folded into a point. Try again with a gentle touch. Never force a plug with a ratchet. If threads are damaged, a temporary oversized repair plug may seal for now. Plan a proper repair later. Crush washer missed. A slow weep around the plug after start often means the washer is still stuck to the pan or missing entirely. Shut the engine off. Place the pan under the opening. Loosen the plug enough to add or swap the washer. Retorque once installed. Wipe clean and recheck. Double gasket on the filter. This is the classic new leak. The old gasket stayed on the pad, the new gasket stacked on top, and oil now pushes through. Shut down at once. Let the area cool. remove the new filter, peel the old gasket off the pad, clean the surface, install a fresh filter, hand snug again, top off the small amount lost, filter too tight by wrench. If you used a wrench to install, the gasket may be crushed. That can leak after heat cycles. Shut down, let cool, loosen the filter 1/4 turn by wrench, then snug by hand to the proper mark. Check again after the first drive. Overfill. Too much oil can cause foam and poor pressure. If the dipstick reads past full, remove oil with a suction pump down the dipstick tube. Pull 1/4 quart and recheck. Repeat until you land on the full mark. If you do not have a pump, you can crack the plug for a moment with the pan under, but this is messy and risky. A pump is safer. Underfill. If the level sits at the low mark after the first start, add slowly to reach full. Do not guess. Always recheck the stick between pours. Oil pressure light stays on. Shut the engine off right away. Confirm the filter is present and the gasket is not split. Confirm oil level. If level is full and the light persists on the second try, do not run the engine. Tow for diagnosis. A dry start can damage bearings. Slow drip at the plug after torque. Wipe dry and watch. If a drop forms in 1 minute, add 1/8 of a turn with a regular ratchet, not the torque wrench. Do not exceed the feel of medium hand tight. If a drip continues, the washer is likely wrong or the seat is scored. Plan a washer swap or a proper repair. Gasket residue on your hands. Oil on gloves reduces grip. Wipe or change gloves before handling the funnel or fresh oil bottles. Clean hands lead to clean fills and fewer spills. First drive. Lower the car from the stands. Raise the car slightly with the jack to free each stand. Remove both. Lower slowly until tires contact the ground. Pull the stands away. Remove wheel chocks. Close the hood but do not latch yet. Start the engine. Listen for a steady idle. Check the dash. Drive a short loop around the block at neighborhood speed. Avoid hard acceleration. Keep braking smooth. Return to your flat spot. Leave the engine running for 20 seconds as you pull in, then turn it off. Wait 2 minutes. Open the hood. Post-drive checks. Pull the dipstick and verify the level is at full. Look under the bumper line with the light. Scan the plug and filter again. A dry pad and a dry plug are your goal. Look at the ground where you parked. Two tiny marks from dripping hands are harmless. A growing spot means a seal issue. Fix now rather than hoping it stops on its own. Clean up the work area. Pour the used oil from the pan into your sealed container. A pan with a spout controls the pour. Wipe the lip and the threads on the container. Cap tight. Place the used spin-on filter upside down on the pan grate for a few extra minutes to drain. Then bag it in a thick zip bag. For a cartridge element, let it drip into the pan, then bag it. Wipe the pan and tools clean. Close the pan lid for transport. You will take the waste for recycling in the next chapter. Quality checks the pros use. Pros look for three tells. First, the filter gasket has a clean, even ring where it meets the pad. Second, the plug hex is clean with no oil halo around the head. Third, the oil cap is secure and the cover area is wiped spotless. Adopt the same habits. A clean engine makes future leaks easy to spot, and it shows care if anyone else looks under the hood. Documentation. Write the mileage and date in your log right now. Add the oil grade you used and the number of quarts. Note the filter part number. Snap a clear photo of the dipstick reading and a photo of the clean plug and the clean filter base. These images become quick proof that your work was done right. Tape a small note on the inside of the windshield with the next due mileage if you like visual reminders. Verify. Say each item out loud and check it. A drain plug torqued to spec with a new washer. Filter installed hand snug with a clean gasket and clean pad. Oil level at the full mark after the first drive and short rest. No oil pressure warning after start. No fresh drips under the plug or the filter. Oil fill cap seated and dipstick fully inserted. Tools and pan cleaned and stored. Troubleshooting decision tree. Light on at start. Shut off. Check level. If low, top to full and try again. If the light stays on with full level, do not run. Seek diagnosis. Persistent seepage plug. Replace washer with the correct type. Copper crush washers deform once. Aluminum crush washers may be single use as well. Retorque and recheck. If seep remains, the seat may be scored. A new plug with an integrated gasket can buy time. Plan a pan repair later. Persistent seep at filter. remove and inspect. Look for a nick on the gasket or a scratch on the pad. Replace filter and oil the new gasket. Hand snug to the mark. Clean and recheck. Oil smell after drive with no visible leak. Oil may have dripped on the exhaust during removal. Wipe the case and the lower exhaust shield. The smell should fade after a short drive if the source is residue only. If it grows stronger, keep checking for a hidden seep on the back side of the pan or near a cooler line. Thread damage you discovered mid-job. If the plug will not torque and spins before snug, stop. Install an oversized repair plug made for the thread size as a temporary solution. Fill oil and run checks. Plan a proper thread repair or a new pan when you can schedule it. Recap of the execution flow. You broke the plug loose with control. You managed the first rush and let the pan drain until only drops remained. You cleaned the seat, installed a new washer, and torqued once to the number you recorded. You removed the filter with a pause to drain the ring of oil at the threads. You checked for the stuck old gasket. You oiled the new gasket and spun the new filter on by hand. You poured fresh oil in measured steps, checked the stick, ran the engine for a short fill, and topped off to the full line. You inspected for leaks, took a short drive, and verified a dry pan and base. That is your execution and testing. Strong exit line. Your engine now carries clean oil at the right level and seals that hold. In the next chapter, you will learn how to check again after the first real drive, how to dispose of oil and filters responsibly, and how to set a schedule that keeps your engine protected for the long run. Chapter 3, Troubleshooting and Maintenance. Job and win in one line. You will confirm the work holds under real use, fix small errors without panic, dispose of oil the right way, and set a repeatable schedule that keeps the engine protected. Scope. This chapter begins when the car is back on its wheels and the bay is clean. You will run leak checks in stages, handle common mistakes, and make a plan for disposal and record keeping. You will also learn how to track oil health and set an interval that fits your driving. Safety. Work on a cool engine when touching the plug or the filter. Keep gloves on when handling used oil. Seal containers tight before transport. Do not crawl under a running car. Use wool chocks if you lift the front again. Follow local code for waste handling. Tools and materials. You may need a basic socket set, the torque wrench, a fresh crush washer, a new filter, rags, absorbent pads, a suction pump for the dipstick tube, a bright light, your logbook, and a sealed container for used oil. Keep a spare quart of the correct grade in the trunk. Keep a few zip bags for messy parts. Setup. Park on clean and level ground. Open the hood. Lay a fresh piece of cardboard under the front. Set your light at the bumper line. Have your logbook open to the new entry. This is your baseline spot. You want to see any new drip quickly. First check after the first drive. Start the engine and let it idle for 2 minutes. Look under the bumper line with the light. Scan the drain plug. Scan the filter base. Run a clean finger under each point and wipe on a white rag. A completely dry wipe is the goal. A faint light film can be residue from the removal step. Wipe the area clean and watch for a forming drop. A drop that appears within 1 minute points to a seal issue. Shut off and address it now. Short road test. Drive a calm loop of 5 to 10 minutes. Use neighborhood speed. Avoid hard throttle. Return to your flat spot and park. Let oil drain back to the pan for 2 minutes. Pull the dipstick, wipe, reinsert, and read. The level should sit at the full mark. If it is a hair below, add a small pour and recheck. If it sits past full, remove a small amount with the suction pump and recheck. Leak patterns and fixes. A leak at the drain plug shows as a forming bead on the lowest edge of the hex head. The fix often starts with a small additional snug. Use a regular ratchet and add 1/8 of a turn. Do not exceed medium hand tight. If the bead returns, the washer is wrong or missing. Drain a small amount into the pan, replace the washer with the correct type, torque to spec, wipe clean, and recheck. A leak at the filter shows as a wet ring around the gasket or a line down the can. Shut off. Let the area cool so you do not burn your hand. Remove the filter. Confirm the old gasket did not stick to the mounting pad. Clean the pad. Oil the new gasket. Install a new filter by hand until the gasket touches, then add 3/4 of a turn. Wipe clean and recheck after a 2-minute idle. Overfill and underfill. Overfill foams and can drop pressure. If your stick reads above full, pull oil with a suction pump down the dipstick tube. Remove 1/4 quart and recheck. Repeat until you land on the full line. Underfill starves the pump on steep grades. If your stick reads at the low mark after the first drive, add oil in small pours. Stop at full. Never rely on the dash light to manage fill level. Oil pressure light behavior. At start, the light should turn off within 5 seconds. If it stays on, shut down right away. Confirm the filter is present and the gasket is not split. Confirm level is full. If the light stays on after a second start, do not run the engine. Tow for diagnosis. A dry start can damage bearings in seconds. Noise after the change. A short lifter tick at the first start can happen as the new filter fills. It should fade in less than 1 minute. A steady knock or heavy rattle is not normal. Shut down. Recheck level and filter seal. If noise continues after a correct level and a good seal, seek diagnosis. Oil smell with no visible leak. If oil dripped on the exhaust during removal, you may smell burnt oil for a short time. Wipe the oil pan, the subframe, and the front exhaust shield. Drive again. The smell should fade after a few miles. If it grows stronger, keep checking with the light. Look at the back side of the pan where wind can blow a small seep. Thread damage at the plug. If the plug spins before it is snug, the pan threads may be worn. Use a correct size oversized repair plug as a short-term fix. It can seal and let you drive. Plan a proper thread repair or a new pan when you can schedule it. Do not over-tighten a weak thread. More force will not fix it. Filter will not come off next time. A filter that was installed with a wrench can seize on the next service. Mark your can by hand snug now. When you install by hand, you make it possible to remove by hand later. If a future filter fights, use a proper band wrench and move in small steps. Avoid stabbing the can. That creates shards and a hazard. Disposal of used oil. Used motor oil is a controlled waste. You must recycle it. Pour from the drain pan into a sealed container. A 5-quart jug works well. Wipe the threads and the spout. Cap tight. Set the jug in a box so it stays upright during transport. Let the used spin on filter drain upside down on the pan grate for at least 10 minutes. Bag the filter in a thick zip bag. For a cartridge, let the element drip and bag it. Take both to a parts counter or a Civic drop-off site. Most stores accept oil and filters for free. Follow local code if your area has special rules. Spill control and cleanup. A few drops on cardboard are normal during removal. If you spill more, place absorbent pads on the pool and press gently. Do not scrub. Let the pad draw oil up. Use cat litter if you do not have pads. Cover the spill, press, then sweep into a bag. Wipe the concrete with a small amount of dish soap and water. Rinse to a bucket and dispose of the water per local code. Never hose oil into a drain. Record keeping. Write the date and mileage in your log. List the oil grade and brand, the number of quarts, and the filter part number. Note any fixes you made and how you verified the result. Take a photo of the dipstick at the full line. Take a photo of the dry drain plug and the dry filter base. Attach the receipt to your log or take a clear photo of it. A neat record helps you track intervals and supports resale value. Setting your interval. Start with the manual. Many cars show 5,000 to 8,000 miles for synthetic oil. Short trip driving is harder on oil. If most of your trips are under 10 minutes, use the shorter side. Dusty roads and towing count as severe service. Heat ages oil faster. Cold starts build fuel in oil. If you fit severe service, shorten your interval by 1/3. Example, if the manual says 6,000 miles, change near 4,000. Oil is cheaper than engines. Oil life monitors. Some cars report a percent for oil life. Treat this as a guide. It looks at starts, trips, and temperature. It does not measure oil chemistry directly. If your percent reads near 10% and you are planning a long drive, change before you go. If the light appears, do not ignore it. Use it to confirm your log and then reset it after the change. Monthly quick checks. Make the dipstick check a monthly habit. Park on level ground. Let the engine sit for 2 minutes after shutoff. Pull, wipe, insert, and read. Top off to the full line with the same grade used at the change. A small top off over a long interval can be normal. A steady drop points to a leak or consumption. Track how much you add so you can see patterns. Reading oil on the stick. Fresh oil is honey colored. It darkens in service. Dark by itself is not a problem. Thick sludge on the stick points to overdue changes. Milky color that looks like coffee cream points to coolant mixed with oil. That is a serious issue. Do not drive. Arrange service. A fuel smell that is strong may show many short trips. Short trips leave fuel in oil. Shorten your interval and plan a few longer drives to burn off moisture. What to do after a long highway trip? After a long run at speed, pull into your spot and wait 2 minutes. Check the stick. Heat thins oil and can raise consumption slightly on some engines. If you need a small top-off, add the same grade and record it in your log. Watch for fresh oil spots on the pavement after you park. Vibration can loosen a filter that was not fully seated. A quick check protects you. Seasonal notes. Cold weather makes oil thicker at start. The first number in your grade addresses that. Follow the manual. In deep winter, give the engine 20 to 30 seconds after start before driving. In very hot weather, check oil a little more often. Heat ages oil faster. Stay on the shorter end of your interval if you run in heavy traffic in summer. Filter choices over time. Use a filter that matches the engine spec. A good filter protects well over the whole interval. You may see high-capacity filters advertised. Use them only if a service manual lists them as approved for your engine code. A taller can change clearance. Clearance matters around cooling fans and half-shafts. When in doubt, use the exact part number listed for your car. Common mistakes and straight fixes. Washer forgotten. Symptom. A small ring of oil around the plug head. Fix. Shut down, drain a small amount into the pan, install the correct washer, torque to spec, wipe clean, and recheck. Double gasket on filter. Symptom. A slow ring at the filter base that returns after a wipe. Fix. Shut down, remove the filter, peel the old gasket from the pad, clean the pad, install a new filter with an oiled gasket, hand snug, wipe clean, and recheck. Overfill. Symptom. Level past full and foamy looking oil. Fix. Use a suction pump to pull a quarter quart at a time through the dipstick tube. Recheck between pulls until the level lands at full. Underfill. Symptom. Level at low after first drive. Fix. Add small pours of the same grade. Stop at full. Record how much you added. Stripped plug. Symptom. Plug spins before it is snug. Fix. Use an oversized repair plug for the short term. Plan a thread repair or a new pan. Do not add force to a weak thread. Oil pressure light stays on. Symptom. Light does not turn off within 5 seconds at start. Fix. Shut down at once. Confirm level and filter. If the light remains after a correct level and a proper filter, do not run. Tow for diagnosis. Oil on the frame after change. Symptom. Drops on the subframe with a dry plug and a dry filter. Fix. Oil likely spilled during removal. Wipe the frame rails and the lower shield. Check again after the next drive. Post-change inspection routine. Use a 3-day pattern. Day 1 is the day of the change. Day 2 is the first morning after the short road test. Day 3 is after a normal commute. Each time, park in the same spot if you can. Use the light and check the plug and filter. Check the ground. If all 3 checks are dry, your seals are set. Building a maintenance rhythm. Put 3 dates in your log. The change date. The mid-interval check date. The next change due date. Tie the mid-interval check to a simple trigger. The first of the month works for most people. Write a small reminder on the dash or set a phone alert. The habit keeps you ahead of problems. Document for inspectors and resale. If you sell or trade the car, a clear stack of records raises trust. Keep a folder with receipts, dated photos, and a simple log. Write entries in plain language. Example: oil and filter at 97,000 miles. 5W30 synthetic. 5 quarts. Filter X1234. Plug washer replaced. No leaks at plug or base. Level full after drive. Next due at 102,000. What a shop will look for. A technician will look for a dry pan, a clean filter seat, and no oil on suspension parts. They will pull the stick and smell for fuel. They will check around the valve cover and front main seal for leaks that are not related to the service. Keep your engine clean, so any future leak is easy to see. A clean bay saves time and money. When to ask for help. If you see coolant in oil, or the light stays on after correct level and a fresh filter, or you hear a steady knock that does not fade, do not drive. Tow the car. Some problems require tools and training that do not live in a driveway. There is no shame in calling it early. Care and habits that pay off. Keep a spare quart in the trunk and a small funnel in a bag. Check the stick before any long trip. Glance at the ground where you park at home. A new dark spot means a new issue. Wipe the oil cap and the fill neck every few months. Dirt near the neck can fall into the engine during a top-off. A clean area keeps grit out. Quick diagnostic stories. A car returns with a slow drip 2 days after a change. The plug looks dry. The filter base looks dry. The drip line on the cardboard sits under the subframe. The fix was to wipe oil from a small crossmember pocket that caught a splash during removal. A 5-minute wipe ended the mystery. Another car shows a growing coin-sized spot under the plug after each drive. The washer was the wrong size. A swap to the correct crush washer and a single torque click ended the leak. The driver logged the fix and added a photo. The next change stayed dry. Final verify. Say the items out loud as you touch each point. The plug is clean and dry. The filter base is clean and dry. The oil level sits at the full line after a 2-minute rest. The dash shows no oil pressure warning. The floor under the car is dry after idle and after a short drive. The used oil and filter are sealed for recycling. The log entry is complete with date, mileage, grade, and quarts. Document. Write a short summary in your log. Changed at current mileage. Verified full level after drive. No leaks at plug or filter. Photos saved. Next due at mileage based on your chosen interval. Spare quart in trunk. Monthly stick check set. Recap in 3 bullets. You confirmed a good seal at the plug and the filter and fixed small issues early. You disposed of oil the right way and kept a clean bay for future checks. You set a schedule and a habit that keeps the engine protected without guesswork. That is your troubleshooting and maintenance plan. Your oil change holds under real use, your records are clean, and your next interval is already scheduled.